Okay, well, this is very interesting. I put down like 4 minutes, but I'm not even sure I fell asleep. I don't even know how to explain this. I mean, I wrote it, but I don't know, it was just weird. I had lots of dreams, and basically every thought I had, instead of thinking it, it was like a visualization of it. And one of them, somebody, I don't know how they got in, but they were walking up the stairs to where I was at with a gun. I couldn't really see who it was or anything, but they were coming because it was like I was over them and I could see them coming up. And they came and they turned the corner. And so I actually, my heart was pounding and everything. And I told myself, you're just dreaming, calm down and everything. And then when I turned the corner, I had to turn over and open my eyes to check. And of course, there was nobody there. And I closed them again and off on some other adventure. And I was just like, you know, I knew it the whole time. And after a while, I would just open my eyes. I would check the time, close them. Open my eyes, close them each time. I mean, it just, I wasn't going to sleep. I mean, maybe I did, but I checked quite a bit on that timer. So I'm just going to give myself maybe 4 minutes on that. I mean, I don't even know if I actually even slept at all. Anyway, so that was very, very strange. You know, people talk about having those type of, like, lucid dreaming, you know, and stuff like that. But I guess it's just natural part. And if you read about several people, they have all these kind of weird things about what the mind does. Anyway, you know, I've been... Anyway, yeah, that's what I've been saying a lot, right? I think so. Lately, today. Today's words have been... Anyway, I don't know why. Anyway... Oh, I cracked myself up. Get the glue. Okay. Anyway. I need to do that. All right. Zip. Oh, all right. I have to stop that. Okay. Oh. Alright, the total time for today was 3 hours and 6 minutes, which was pretty good considering, you know, the whole couch thing episode would happen earlier. And for my meals was some artesian water again, and, you know, pretzel rods. And I got this, I put a whole, it's a whole seed mustard. It's almost like a Dijon mustard, you know what I'm talking about here? Almost said it again. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? It's an organic, this is a Central Market product, and which is, Central Market, most of their products are organic. And I got some pretzel rods, and I used, I wish I could remember, like Sydney's or Snads, or I don't know what this, S-Y something. Anyway, if you look at the ingredients on those, you don't have all the junk that you have on other pretzels. So, you know, that's what my pretzel rods are. And you see, I ate a lot of them before. And I probably already talked about them, but I'm going to do it again anyway. And then the rotisserie chicken. Now, here's something you might not know. If you're from this area, where it seems like most of my people who actually read this are from Bay City, or even if you're in Texas, most people who are in Texas. Either way, H-E-B, you go to the site, and they make these special chickens. They have all different types of chickens. Well, if you look at them, almost all of them have MSG, monosodium glutamate, in there. Or they'll have other forms of something in there. Some of them, you know, they're hidden in the ingredients. And they're called, like, other things, like autolyzed yeast extract, stuff like that. They'll have it in there so that they can kind of hide the fact that they're putting MSG, which makes it go yummy. But, of course, it's something you don't want to be ingesting in your system, per se. Some of you may have no problems with MSG. But again, it's not something I would be eating. The only one in which you can be okay with is their original. So, you like that rotisserie chicken they have at H-E-B? Well, chow down on the original. And that's what I got, the original. So, that's kind of like what I have. And, you know, I have a lot of that chicken left. I usually like debone it and stuff after I get it and put it in like containers and store it to eat it for, you know, 400 years or something, a few hours, whichever. Anyway, yeah, try not to say that word. Okay, so that ends today, and it was a pretty nice day, I guess, on at least sleep-wise, kind of. I'm not overtired, Right now, obviously, I'm not, because I didn't really sleep. That's another thing, when I wake up from these non-sleeps, I'm, like, tired, but since I didn't sleep, I didn't wake up, so I don't know how that works. Later on, I'll probably be very, very sleepy, but that's on another day. Okay, guys, y'all sleep well and have a good night, and I'm going to get to work and do something. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.